Welcome to the world's first Straight Talk Solarcast. This is your go-to podcast for answers about solar. Brought to you by Solar Harmonics in Northern California, who invite their customers to own their energy by purchasing a solar panel system for their home, business, or farm. Each episode, we discuss questions facing people making the decision to go solar. The solutions to your questions are given to you straight by one of the leading experts in the solar industry, Jamie Duran, president of Solar Harmonics. Feel free to search our library for answers to questions that you're facing when considering solar. And now, here's Adam Duran, our host with the questions, and Jamie Duran, our solar expert with Straight Talk Solarcast.
Hello, Jamie.
All right, Adam.
All right. Ready for another edition of Straight Talk Solarcast?
Always ready. I have way more to say than we can ever do in one 10-minute weekly podcast. But yeah, let's do it.
I know there's always something happening, so lay it on me. What's this year, this week's, sorry, this year's, this week's big topic?
This week's big topic. We are seeing more electric vehicles coming out in 2021 in this 1 year than I think we have seen to date.
So oh, wow.
I think next year is going to be the year of the electric vehicle, which is fantastic.
Yes.
California just, the governor signed an executive order. We'll see if it stands. But no electric or nothing but electric cars sold in California after 2035. So that's going to be amazing and crazy. And at the same time, I applaud the ambition. And of course, everyone's freaked out. But I think it's probably going to happen anyway, that the manufacturers are moving away from fossil fuels and heading in the electric direction.
Yeah, I know. I'm an early adopter. We have we've had three now, Volts,
yep,
which are hybrids, and they're awesome. Because they're connected to our electric grid, mm-hmm, our solar system powers them.
Indirectly, but yeah.
Yeah, well, it does in terms of the electric battery part of the car, and it's great. Totally love them. They're so nice.
Question for you then, Mr. Hybrid. Why didn't you go full electric?
I was worried about it's called range anxiety when you get... So I know a Leaf or something like that. Basically, I didn't want to get stranded, and the Volt has a 300-mile gas engine.
Yep.
So like when we've been to Las Vegas or whatever, we can stop, get gas, and keep on going just like an ICE car, an internal combustion engine. So I like that. But for everyday use, I mean, we're almost always on that battery. And that battery, I think, has a 55 or 60-mile range. It's perfect. It's great.
How far of a range would you need to have in order for you to just go full electric?
Well, first, you can't depend on what those guys say about their range.
Mm.
So, because if you use the AC, okay, cut your range in half. Or if you want to, have the heater on, that kind of stuff, that affects the range. But anyway, probably 250 miles, I would like.
Well,
I think that'd be good.
Yeah, that's great. And it's, I think you're in luck. So next year, so I pulled up kind of what's going on with electric cars and their range, because that is the number one reason why people are not going, is because they don't want to run out of essentially gas or fuel. And whether it's electricity or it's gasoline, running out of gas is ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
So I will say that the Tesla, the Model S, is planning to reach over 400 miles of range next year.
Wow.
The 2020 model. So that's pretty insane. There's a 2021 Model X that's 371 miles. But essentially, almost all the Teslas are over that 250-mile minimum that you specified. The Chevy Bolt, not the Volt that you have, but the Bolt, full electric, mm-hmm, 259 miles. So you're in luck. The Hyundai Kona Electric, 258 miles.
Wow.
Tesla Model 3 standard range is going to be 250 miles. And you talked about the Nissan Leaf. The Nissan Leaf Plus is going to be 229 miles. So that is huge, when in 2011, the Nissan Leaf, the range was 73 miles.
And then they don't talk about, 73 mm-hmm. on a flat surface with no AC. And, the radio turned low. I mean,
Worry, it's getting better. Yeah, it was in the Model T range. This is less than 10 years, and the range is tripled on the Nissan Leaf. 73 miles in 2011. The 2020 range, same thing what you said, no AC, blah, blah, blah. But still, 226 miles. That is insanity. And so, I mean, what's it going to be in 2030? Do you think it could be 600 miles?
I hope so. I just hope that they can reduce the cost enough to make these, the Volt there's a great resale market for it. So you can pick up a Volt, 2017 or 18 for a reasonable price. You don't have to pay $100,000 for them.
Yeah.
So that's also something that, people take into account, of course, when they're buying a new vehicle.
For sure.
So Tesla, I don't know if they're, they're great cars.
Great cars for sure. And they've announced some new price reductions on the Model S. So probably not on the long range Model S, but on the entry level, it's probably going to be around 65,000, 75,000. So still a really expensive car, but making good progress. Those were well over 100,000 when they first came out. So, I'm really excited because, of course, you can't grow gasoline on your roof, but you can, you can grow solar power up on your roof, and that solar power can go into obviously the grid, and then you charge up from the grid. Right. And so it was funny. I did have a client this week who probably only needed about 14 solar panels to eliminate her electricity bill. And then we got to talking about her husband really likes the new Rivian pickup truck. Have you seen those?
No.
So this is, they're supposed to be released next year, and these have a 400 mile range with the largest battery, and mm-hmm. they could tow 7,700 pounds. So that's like an RV. But it's pretty amazing. What the really amazing part was is that they use a lot of electricity. And so she needed about 6,000 kilowatt hours of solar production for her entire house for an entire year.
Okay.
With the Rivian, with her husband driving about 20,000 miles a year, we calculate it's going to need about 6,500 kilowatt hours if he's doing all the charging at home.
Right.
So the truck is going to use more power than her entire home. We're going to be doubling the amount of solar panels that she's going to need. Mm-hmm. And she was like, oh my God, I mean, I was going to spend, let's just say 15,000. Now I have to spend 30,000 plus, the cost of this truck. And I said, well, yeah, but think about it. There's no more electricity. I mean, no more electricity bill, of course, but no more gasoline bill. Uh-huh. And the electric cars have a lot less maintenance to them. And so, she's going to talk it over with the husband and everything. But I think that's something that people with Teslas have found this out right from the first month that, oh my God, these things use a lot of power and I better get solar quickly.
Yeah.
And
plug it in at night, right?
So you can plug it in at night. Yeah.
You get the cheapest rates, but out there, raise your hand if you like going to a gas station. Jiminy Christmas. Who doesn't have a bad, I went to this gas station. It was midnight and some craziness ensued.
Oh.
No one likes being in that position, I would imagine. Getting rid of, that necessity is such a great feeling.
Such a great feeling as well. It's also, the air quality is going to get better. Hopefully we'll be able to, electric cars will still be able to use the HOV carpool lane. They're really starting to limit that because, of course, there's lots more electric cars, which is great, which is really great. But, the pandemic has pretty much eliminated commuting for a lot of people. So have you seen the Tesla Cybertruck?
Yes, of course.
Bashed
the window in saying how tough it was.
Yes. Yeah. I remember. That was pretty funny. Well, they're also,
Elon, that was hilarious.
Hummer is coming out with their own electric vehicle. It looks like just like their big, gigantic, zero highway, one city SUV. But now it's going to be fully electric, which is, that's just insanity.
Does it go around the block or what? How that's got to have just one giant battery.
Anything SUV, anything large, electric car, pickup truck, they're all going to have giant batteries. So I would say, you know, to calculate how many solar panels we need, we also need to figure out how many miles the person's going to be driving. So if they have a Nissan Leaf and they're driving, you know, just to school and back like a student, you know, they probably need anywhere from 5 to 8 solar panels. But if they're getting one of these Nikola Badger pickup trucks, which is, you know, they haven't come out yet, but these things, it looks like a full on big truck man truck. Mm-hmm. Those are probably going to need, you know, driving that same 10,000 miles, anywhere from 10 to 15, maybe even 20 solar panels. So there's
just for that car.
Many,
just for that vehicle.
Just for if you're charging at home. So, you know, employers, they're going to start looking at, well, hey, employees, we to attract you, we have all these unlimited charge stations. And so I think that's going to be a really big thing, too, coming out. But we'll see. I think it's a really good evolution for the car industry. That there's so many startup companies too that are making these giant SUVs. And, you know, when you pull back with these battery packs, have you ever seen one opened up?
Yes, I have. And they're pretty, pretty cool looking.
Yeah. Yeah. But mainly it's like mainly like D cell batteries. So it's pretty funny that, you know, these little, you know, D cell batteries that you put in a flashlight, if you, you string enough of them together, you can power a car. And that's, it's pretty insane. So, Lexus is coming out with one SUV. There's some that are, the Ford Mustang. We got to talk about that. The Mach-E, which is like an SUV. We'll see how it goes, but, that's supposed to go 270 miles, and, fastest Mustang ever produced, of course, because it goes 0 to 60 in 3.5 seconds. And so that's pretty cool.
Can I ask you a question?
I hope I know the answer.
Yeah. How is the power grid supposed to handle this whole influx of, you know, electric need, you know, the for these cars? I mean,
well, it's at nighttime, just like you said. So the grid is pretty unused after 9 p.m. and before 7 a.m. So, you know, compared to the daytime. And so the incentives are to charge up when you are not using the car and charging up at after 9 p.m.
I would imagine PG&E also listens to this podcast, so they might want to say, okay, we know that they're on solar. How can we get more money out of them? Let's give them the solar rate, which means there's no difference between nighttime and daytime. I don't know. I'm wondering how...
Well, PG&E, they don't set the rates, Adam. Yeah, that's the CPUC. So
all right. But I'm sure that... Are they the CPUC's only customer then? I mean...
No, there's other power companies, but anyway, you're getting off on a tangent, but the main thing is that electric cars are, like I said, I mean, from 2011, the Nissan Leaf had a 71 mile range. And now in 2021, it's going to have 220 something mile range. So with the price really not increasing all that much, there's been some differences in incentives and things like that. But EVs are coming. And California, if you plan to be in California, probably a good time to consider an EV on your next car.
Yeah, I shouldn't be negative. I should be very positive. We've had nothing but great experiences with our Volts. I mean, it is...
That's a baby step.
So nice. Yeah. So nice. I mean, it's just... It's a hybrid, so it's between those two worlds.
Yeah.
And when you look down and see 195 miles to the gallon, or my wife's car, which is 250 miles to the gallon, I mean, that means we go to the gas station, I mean, once every 2-3 months now. I mean, it is, if that.
Well, and keep in mind, you know, great. Let's think, fast forward 20 years from now. Will there even be gas stations? You know, I'm sure there will be. But, you know, for every 10 there are today, I would expect one, you know, so I'd say 90% of them are going to go away. So, and then we get to deal with all the hazardous waste that's underneath.
Yeah, but who likes going to a gas station again? Nobody, I would think. It's so great not going. I got to tell you, if you're considering an electric vehicle, Jamie, do you have a preference?
I would just say, you know, they've really started catering to the aesthetic of the electric cars. And it really look at how much power they're going to use, because the last thing you want to do is get it and then get a, you know, $600 electricity bill. So there's lots to consider. And, you know, of course, solar and electric cars are go together like peanut butter and jelly. So it's that might be our new slogan going forward with solar and electric cars. But
you saw all this of them happening. You saw this happening years and years ago.
Yeah, when we started the company, we talked about electric cars. So it's great to see it happening now. It's really, I think 2021 will be the year of the electric vehicle. So
awesome. All right, we're going to wrap it up there.
Yeah, a little long, but it's definitely an exciting topic.
That's right. That's okay. Time well spent. All right, everybody. As usual, if you have a question for an upcoming episode, make sure to message us on Facebook. Our Facebook page is Straight Talk Solarcast. Message us through there. Of course, give us a rating on iTunes, 5 stars if you would be so kind. And if you have a friend who is considering going solar, introduce this podcast to them. You will make a friend for life. We promise.
Yeah.
Have a great week, everybody.
That's all for now. Thank you for listening to this episode of Straight Talk Solarcast with solar expert Jamie Duran. Join us each week for more answers to your solar questions. Speaking of questions, got some? Email us at solarcast@solarharmonics.com and we'll be sure to give you an answer in an upcoming episode. This episode of Straight Talk Solarcast is brought to you by Solar Harmonics, the leading solar energy developer in Northern California, who invite you to own your energy. Visit them on the web at www.solarharmonics.com.